If you're one of the vast many who read this blog, I want to thank you. I know you've been loyal patrons of my off-kilter sense of humor and moonshine wit all these years, and still, you refrain from writing nasty responses. And for that, I want to thank you further. But lately, I've been contemplating how to increase this readership. You know, there are teenage girls on TikTok who have a million or more viewers who wait eagerly every day for tips on beauty aids. Out there in the wild, wild west of blogland, there are sites that draw jaw-dropping numbers of dedicated readers. And while I appreciate your own dedication, I have decided it might be time to up the ante. After some cursory investigation of more successful blog sites, it is apparent that what I need is a bit more clickbait than the puny stuff this column has been offering over the years. Sure, South End might interest a few dozen of you, but come on, this is a world where QAnon rules and health supplements draw millions. Politics and cures for what ails you, that's the ticket to fame and fortune on the internet. Trust me when I say I've weighed whether promoting quack cures or warning the world about new and worse conspiracies out there compensate for the irreparable damage it might wreak on those who are susceptible and gullible, who might think the most outrageous claims and insane theories are 100% true if they read them on the internet. And I've come to the conclusion that, yes, if I could crank my viewer numbers up a bit, it'd be worth it. The world is a pretty crazy place already, you got to admit, and if tossing a burning bottle of snake oil into the mix adds to the global insanity, well, what's one more bot, one more wild exaggeration, one more dubious claim, one more bogus accusation, one more cure for cancer announcement in the big scheme of things? Especially if the increased readership leads to product endorsements, paid advertising, and increased revenue streams. So, fair warning, dear reader, in the future the Daddle Diaries will be a much more exciting ride, hopefully a viral one. But never fear, we'll be bringing you a panacea for that virus, one in product development even as this goes to press. The South End will once again lead the way.